If sin were as red as blood, it shall turn white as snow. And that which is as scarlet shall be as wool. If sin were as red as blood, it shall be as white as snow. It shall be as white as snow. Hear the voice that invites. Turn not away from God. For he is full of mercy. His faithfulness is great. Hear the voice that invites. Do not turn away from God. He forgives transgression and does not remember sin. Come to him, you who are weary, for with him there's rest. He forgives transgression and does not remember sin. Wonderful message of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful message of love. To a world in torment. Angels enraptured proclaim it. Shepherds amazed listen to it. And you who are bound in sin, listen, this message is for you. Wonderful message of love, message for you and for me. Wonderful message of love. God sent the Son. Wonderful message of love. Hell and death banished. Dying on the hill of Golgotha. Sacrificing himself. He gave us grace. Listen, this message is for you. Wonderful message of love. Wonderful message of love, refreshing in the valley of death. wonderful message of love opens the heavenly hall. Sounds of rejoicing, thousand times more beautiful than here. God is reconciled with mankind. Listen, this message is for you. We welcome all brothers and sisters worldwide. Also our brothers and sisters here in Krefeld, we welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to this program, a biblical word reflection with Brother Frank. May the Lord bless all listeners this morning with His Word, strengthening us in the faith and preparing us for the coming of the Lord. I read from the Holy Scripture a word of introduction from Philippians 2, from verse 1 to 5. Philippians 2, from verse 1 to 5. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Here you go, Brother Frank. Thanks be to the Lord for such a precious and holy word of introduction. Up to the last verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be in you all. May God truly grant this to us all by grace. It must become a divine reality that the characteristics of our Lord are manifested in our lives. And we will again have the main subject, the return of Jesus Christ and our preparation for the glorious day of His coming. And for this, we will again read some scriptures. And I say it already now, it really comes down to faith and obedience. to believe the promises of God and to fulfill them in obedience. I would like to send my warm greetings to everyone around the world, wishing God's blessing to everyone, and especially to all ministering brethren, that they preach God's holy word as it is written. Let us read some scriptures. Here you go. We read from Acts 1, verse 4. Acts 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Thanks be to the Lord. We all know and can read that our beloved Lord and Savior spent 40 days with his apostles after his resurrection talking to them about the kingdom of God, giving them the introduction to what is before them. And we all know, after all, what our Lord said, that John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. After our Lord spoke to the apostles for 40 days about the kingdom of God, he gave them the promise of the Father, namely to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And with this, he expressed, ye are sons of God, and therefore the promise of the Father is for you. The same is true for us. The Lord speaks to us about the kingdom of God. But we have already become sons and daughters of God through the new birth, and hear his precious word. And we can all read it. When the Lord had finished what he had to say to his apostles, he was lifted up to heaven before their eyes. And they looked after him. And then they saw two angels clothed in white. And the answer to them was, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Today the Lord is talking to us about the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Today we want to be under the direct guidance of the Holy Spirit. We are now reading some more scriptures. We read from 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. We may emphasize it again and again that the true children of God are children of promise. And this is simply necessary because in the promises of God, our faith is just so firmly founded and anchored that nothing can tear us away. And we all know that John the Baptist was a promised prophet. Our Savior was promised from the beginning, and the entire Old Testament has set before us the promise of our Redeemer. And then we see how the promise of His coming has been fulfilled. And in the same way, we are children of God, children of promise. And we believe every promise that God has given us in His Word, because through us, the last promises will find their fulfillment. Here you go. We read from Galatians 4, verse 28. Galatians 4, 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Amen. This should really go to our hearts today. For we believe all the promises, up to the promise that God would send a prophet like Elijah before the terrible day of the Lord comes. And let me say this with all clarity. The true children of God believe the promise and have part in the fulfillment of what God has done through His promised prophet in our time. For as it is written, He will turn the heart of the children of God back to the faith of the fathers. Thus it took place. The promise has found fulfillment through us and in us. And for this we are grateful to our Lord. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 2, verse 11. Hebrews 2, verse 11. For both, he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one Father. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Thanks be to our God. How often we have emphasized this. The same Holy Spirit who came upon Mary And so the Son of God was born, is the same Holy Spirit who was poured out at Pentecost and came upon and into the church, so that we might be born again and then filled with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, it is as true as it is written. Our Savior could say, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. He was not ashamed to call us his brothers, and we are not ashamed to call him our beloved Redeemer. Thanks be to our God for this. Amen. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 3, verse 7 to 8. Hebrews 3, verse 7 and 8. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Today, when you hear his voice, let me mention today a few important thoughts about the today. We all know, for example, in the days of Moses, it was a today for Israel, namely what God did then. It was a today for those who lived then and had part in what God had promised, namely that he would lead his people out after 400 years. But then came a next today, namely under the man of God, brothers and sisters, after the ministry of Moses, Joshua had a special ministry, and that was a new today. What happened under Moses was already yesterday, but what happened under Joshua was today. And the same God who was with Moses said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And he spoke directly to him. And then, brothers and sisters, in the new today that took place in Joshua's time, the promise was fulfilled after all, that the people were not only led out of bondage from Egypt, but were led into the land of promise. Moses was allowed to go up on Mount Nebo to look into the promised land. He saw Jericho before him. He saw the promised land. But a new today had dawned, and Joshua led the people across the River Jordan into the promised land. a new today. And what happened yesterday under Moses was the preparation for what happened today under Joshua. And we can look back into the revivals since the Reformation. There was always a today at the time of the Reformation. And then all could be mentioned, even those that occurred before the Reformation. All the men of God could be mentioned who had experienced their today with God. But let us say it freely and openly, all of them, whether it was Jan Hus, whether it was Zwingli, whether it was Calvin, whether it was Luther, whoever they were, they had their today. But then came the next revival. And there is special reference to John Wesley. That was a new today. The time of Luther and the time of Zwingli was yesterday. But in Wesley's time, there was a new today. And what was proclaimed there belonged to God's plan of salvation. Let us go a step further. One could add one today after another. And then came the mighty Pentecost revival. A today, not a yesterday, but what God did yesterday and the day before in the revivals was a precondition for what had to happen for the next today. If there had been no Reformation, there would have been no continuation, and there would have been no Pentecostal revival. Everything was a today for that age, and we now have our today. And if we have to say it with an honest heart, we do not live today in the Pentecostal revival that had its breakthrough, especially in 1906. And it became known all over the world that the Holy Spirit was working in a mighty way. It was the Pentecostal revival, a today. And I may say that I have experienced a large part of this today, how people were baptized in the Spirit, meetings where the gifts of the Spirit were in operation. I did experience yesterday's today, but today everything has changed. Everything has led to charismatic movements. There is no trace of the Spirit of God in the Pentecostal movement. Everything is a reminder of what God has done. Why? Because God has given a new today through the ministry of Brother Branham. A new today dawned for the people of God. And all who believed God had part in what God did through the ministry of Brother Branham. But now, beloved brothers and sisters, What was done in Brother Branham's time belongs to yesterday. What is today? Today is what God has done and continues to do since Brother Branham went home. And therefore, the exhortation that we have read, and I ask Brother Borg to read the beginning again of the verse, so that the Holy Spirit is pointing us to it. Here you go. We read again Hebrews 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice. Amen. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice. Not yesterday, not the day before yesterday, but today, as the Holy Ghost saith. And brothers and sisters, if you read, for example, the seven church age messages in Revelation 2 and 3, there it says over and again, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. In each church age, everyone had to hear what the Spirit said in their time, in their today. And that applies for all of us. Today, God is doing what belongs to the completion, and we are very grateful for it. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 3, verse 12. Hebrews 3, verse 12. Gebt acht, liebe Brüder. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Also this admonition, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. I want this admonition to go out to all brothers, to all sisters worldwide, and that all take it to heart, that in none of you is there found a heart of unbelief in what God is doing right now. All can speak of what God did yesterday. All can also speak of what God did the day before yesterday. But today, the point is that we believe, and that in not one of those who now live and believe the last message is there found a heart of unbelief, but that all have understood that Brother Branham has finished his part, and that since then the message he brought has been carried to all the world. We have part in what God is doing today. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 3, verse 18 and 19. Hebrews 3, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18. And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not,
welche sich ungehorsam bewiesen hatten.
Da haben wir's.
There we have it.
Wir haben betont,
we have emphasized that faith and obedience belong together. But God was not pleased with those who did not believe, even though they had been led out, even though they had eaten manna, even though they had seen the pillar of fire, even though they had experienced the supernatural, but they could not mix it with faith, with those God was not pleased, and 23,000 died in one day. Brothers and sisters, may God truly grant grace that faith and obedience may be wrought in us all by the Spirit of God until we reach perfection. Here you go. We read verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Once again, the emphasis on unbelief. What did Brother Branham say? Unbelief was the first sin in the Garden of Eden. And how did unbelief come into existence? When Satan, the old serpent, questioned what the Lord God had told Adam and said to Eve, should God really have said? And that was enough. That was enough to bring this damned unbelief into existence. Who has the right to remain in unbelief and not accept and believe what God has promised? Brothers and sisters, here is holy seriousness. There is no compromise here. Either we believe or we disbelieve. Either we obey or we disobey. Either we live in what God is doing today or we are in what God did yesterday or the day before. May the Lord give grace, is my prayer. We read from Samuel 15, 23a. 1 Samuel 15, 23a. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. We must also take this word so seriously to heart. The sin of unbelief. He who does not believe God makes him a liar, as the sin of witchcraft. My goodness, may God truly grant grace that all may penetrate to the true faith to which we have been brought back through the message. And Brother Branham has brought us back to the original word. But he was taken home. It was only after his passing that this divine message was carried in the original to the whole world. And therefore, brothers and sisters, unbelief in what God is doing now is like witchcraft. And that is why we must say clearly to all, it is not enough to believe in what God did yesterday, but to have part in what He is doing today. What did Brother Branham say again and again? Believers thank God for what He has done in the past and look out for what He will do in the future and bypass what He is presently doing. And here we are again with our today. May all take the words we have looked at to heart, so that there is no self-will, no stubbornness left, nothing of our own, no private interpretation, nothing of our own should be found in us, but that the divine content of the Word of God has become divine reality in us, and that we have become partakers of the divine nature and can thus manifest the fruits of the Spirit. Thanks be to God, it is now happening that the Church is being brought back to the beginning, to all the personal experiences of salvation. And the Lord will still do great things in His completion with us. We read from Romans 1, verse 5. Romans 1, verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship, to work obedience of faith among all nations for His name. Also this mighty word, the responsibility of a preacher of the word who has received a divine calling, is just that all believers reach the goal of truly believing from the heart, as the Scripture says, and that we contend together for the faith which has been once for all delivered to the saints. And we all know that without holiness no one will see God, and hence the emphasis on faith and obedience. Just wonderful how God puts the emphasis on that now. Faith in the promises of God, being obedient to what God has said. And at some point, I will have to talk about that in all families, in all marriages, everyone has to read personally what God's Word addresses to them personally. All husbands will have to read what God says to them in His Word. All wives will have to read what God says to them in His Word. And all will have to become obedient and respect the Word. There is no respect in the church that does not start at home. May God truly give grace to all. Here you go. We read from Philippians 2, verse 8. Philippians 2, verse 8. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Thanks be to the Lord. Here we have our Redeemer, who shed his precious and holy blood for us and accomplished redemption. But before he went to the cross, it is written, he was obedient unto the death on the cross. And our obedience begins when we are crucified with Christ and our old man has died with him and our new man has risen with him. This is not theory. This is divine reality. The obedience of the Savior to the death on the cross was divine reality here on earth. The obedience of the redeemed who are crucified with Christ and risen with him to a new life must now be revealed. This is our today, and the Lord is finishing his work of redemption in our time. He has sent his messenger, his prophet. He has given us the message, and by grace we have been able to carry it to the whole world. And all who are of God, hear the words of God, believe and are obedient in all things, just as God's word has told us. Let us read two more important scriptures. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. For all who are obedient to him, he has become the author of eternal salvation. The obedience of our Savior must become our obedience. How grateful we can be for such scriptures. Let us read on. We read the last scripture from 1 Peter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. To this we say Amen. After so much has been said about obedience, the Apostle writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, seeing you have not only heard about obedience, but that you have become obedient children of God. And may God grant us all this by grace, that we may combine faith and obedience, and thereby bring glory to our Lord. To him be the thanks, and may all the world have heard, believed, and been brought into fellowship with the Lord. And may all recognize there today. Today, if you have heard his voice, do not harden your hearts. May the blessing of Almighty God rest especially upon all the ministering brethren and upon all the people of God in all nations and languages, to the glory of God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.